Or for a muse of fire that would ascend the brightest heaven of Invencion, a kingdom for a stage, princes to act, and monarchs to behold the swelling scene. Then should the warlike Harry, like himself, assume the part of Mars, and at his heels, lashed in like hounds, should famine, sword, and fire crouch for employment. But pardon, gentles Al, the flat, unraised spirit that hath dared on this unworthy scaffold to bring forth so great an object. Can this cockpit hold the vasty fields of France? Or may we cram within this wooden oar the very cask that did affright the air at Agincourt? Oh, pardon, since a crooked figure may attest in little place a million, and let us, ciphers to this great account, on your imaginary forces work. Suppose within the girdle of these walls are now confined two mighty monarchies, whose high, upreared and abutting fronts the powerless narrow ocean parts asunder. Pace out, or imperfections, with your thoughts, and to a thousand parts divide own man and make imaginary puissance. Think, when we talk of horses, did you say them, printing their proud hooves in the receiving earth? For 'tis your thoughts that now must deck o'er kings, carry them here and there, jumping o'er times, turning the accomplishment of many years into an hourglass, for the which supply admit me chorus to this history, who prologue-like your humble patience pray, gently to hear, kindly to judge or play.